Model Test 3, Writing Section.
First, read the passage and take notes. Now, listen to a lecture on the same topic as the passage that you have just read.
Although the reading passage about emperor penguins in your textbook was correct for the time that it was written, new data have come to light since the book was printed. In fact, we now know that all three assumptions in the passage about this interesting species are probably not true. First, let's consider whether emperor penguins are monogamous. That is, do they mate for life? With greater observation, we find that the answer is yes and no. Yes, they're monogamous for the mating season, and the pair is committed and diligent in caring for their chick. But we also now know that if they don't locate their previous mate the following year in a timely way, they'll mate with another penguin. So this means that it would be more correct to consider them serially monogamous, mating with one partner per season. When the pair can find each other within a tight time frame, then yes, they'll continue to mate with the same partner. But it looks like that happens about only 15% of the time. Now, let's look at nest loyalty. A new study by the University of Minnesota used satellite images to verify that emperor penguins were returning to the same location to nest every year. Researchers found 6 instances in which the penguins didn't return to the same rookery, and in addition, found a new rookery that appears to confirm the relocation of an entire colony. This could also account for the disappearance of banded birds from previous studies. And of course, this disproves the previous assumption about penguins returning to the same rookery every year. Last, let's revisit the issue of whether emperor penguins are endangered. Just a few years ago, they were given endangered status under the Endangered Species Act because models of declining numbers estimated that their population could decline by as much as 1/3 by the end of the century. Disappearing sea ice and radical changes in the marine life in current feeding habitats have convinced the scientific community that emperor penguins must be protected if they're to survive.
Summarize the main points in the lecture, and then explain how they cast doubt on the ideas in the reading passage.